Now, we're staying with work, and a right to work beyond 65 will be enshrined in new legislation published by government. This will put an end to any uncertainty around retirement ages. Workers whose employment contract requires them to retire at 65 will now have the option, and it is an option, to stay on until the state pension age of 66. This legislation will implement a key commitment included in the government's response to the Pensions Commission recommendations and implementation plan. For further details on this new bill, we're joined by Dr. Laura Bambrick, Social Policy Officer with the Irish Congress of Trade Unions. Dr. Bambrick, good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
You might set out for us just the current situation on contracts of employment, as in between public and private industry, and retirement ages, and what changes now under this new legislation?
Thanks. So Ireland doesn't have a mandatory retirement age. There's no age set in law. Very few professions would have it set in law. But what most workers will have is, in their contract of employment, their employer will set out the age that they must retire from their job. Now, in 2018, public servants had this review done, and it gives them the option to remain in their job until they're 70. For private sector workers, there were only soft measures, codes of practice, where they had to go to their employer and make a request if they wanted to remain on in their job if it was beyond that age set out in the contract of employment. And so it was an admin burden for the employer because they had to look at the case by case, and then it exposed them, of course, to discrimination cases if they were treating people unequal. But for workers themselves, there was a financial necessity. Most workers wanted to keep their job at least until they were 66 and they became eligible for the state pension. However, there's a new and growing group of workers who want to remain in their job for longer. Many of us are thankfully much more healthier. A lot of us are doing jobs that don't require the manual, they're not as manually taxing as previous generations.
So this legislation clears the way for that to happen. But if people still want to retire at 65, can they still do so?
Absolutely. If you're going out to work this morning and counting the days till you're 65 and you can retire, this legislation has nothing to do with you. You can continue on knocking those days off the calendar. This is really about giving workers an option and recognising that workers are very different. The type of work we do is different. The type of financial demands we have are different. A lot of us are reaching life milestones much later, so we might be still paying a mortgage at 60 into our 60s and want to remain on at work.
Now, this is at bill stage at this stage. It has yet to move all the way into legislation, but have you any idea how many workers might be affected by it?
Well, we know just from, like, I know from once I hang up from this conversation with you, we'll be taking a lot of phone call, and that will be true right across with my colleagues across the trade union movement. There is a real appetite, a real demand for workers amongst this. This legislation had been delayed. It was promised by the last government. The expectation was that workers would have this right from the 1st of January, just gone. So there was a lot of disappointment by workers who thought that they would have this right. So we do know, we don't have an exact number, but we do know that there is a big appetite amongst workers who are reaching retirement age. So what will happen? The legislation will go through, hopefully with the committees established just after Easter. It should be in passed by the summer recess. But we know from our discussions with the department, they will want a lead-in time to give employments time. So the second half of this year, or at the latest, the start of the new year, this will be a right for workers.
A couple of questions maybe in relation to clarity. Will an employer still retain in some or certain circumstances a right to refuse a request to extend employment?
Absolutely. So if you have been, for example, on long-term sickness, you absolutely can't put in and say you want to remain in your job until 66 and continue to draw down sickness. You have to be able to do the job up until that age. So yes, the employer will absolutely still have some control over that. There will also be the need for the employee to notify the employer that they expect to exercise this new right, that you don't just turn up when you're 65 and one day old and say, well, actually, I'll be staying till I'm 66. You need to give them notice.
I'm just wondering as well, Laura, for those that maybe are in that zone at the moment or in this year, they have to wait, you say, maybe as long as the new year for this legislation to become law. Is there any sign of any retrospection built in if they've served notice this year?
No, well, we would be appealing to employers that, look, this is the course it's going. This is where the legislation to go, and to recognise the spirit, the intent here, and to do that. Otherwise, employees will be doing what they've had to do to date. They are going to have to make a case mm-hmm. to their employer, and their employer is going to have to consider that. So it's not going to go away for the employer. So we would say, look, carry on as if this legislation is in place, because it's going to be in place before the year end.
All right, fair enough. Dr. Laura Bambridge, Social Policy Officer with the Irish Congress for Trade Unions. Thank you very much.